the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
It's actually kind of funny to think about. I apologize for having too much sex. I mean,
a PETA-inspired protest moments before Sadie took the title.
Is the economy creating jobs right now?
You know, what
I
we
killed someone once.
I've been vegetarian for 7 years, going on 8.
And that's just the way it is.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. And brother, let me tell you what, this is the Alice in Wonderland through the looking glass, turning into the news, into the issues, and perhaps even the way you view things and think about things, and how you view talk radio, and how you view yourself, and you know, how you get out of bed, what do you eat for breakfast, you know, all that stuff, man. Well, we don't get into all of that, but I wish we did. Because if we got into all of that, this show would have everything. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And our website is philhendryshow.com, a very important part of every day if you're a Phil Hendry listener. And Phil Hendry fans are like no others. Phil Hendry fans, I have liberals and conservatives listen to this show because this show is about, well, I won't tell you what it's about. And it doesn't make any sense. Coming up next hour, Bud Dickman and, of course, Robert Leonard will join me with a review of some of the news stories of the day. This hour, we're going to be bringing on the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, Ms. Bobby Dooley, to talk about Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday, as you know, or may not know, is a holy day in the Catholic faith. Ash Wednesday is when Catholics all over the world go to Mass and are reminded that it is from dust we came and it is to dust that we will return. I think that that's, and I'm a Catholic, but perhaps not the strongest in the world. That's the essence of it. Joe Biden, and you go to Mass and you get the mark of the ashes on your forehead. The priest comes up to you and he gives you the cross, the mark of the cross on your forehead, and you have the ashes there. Joe Biden, our vice president, also went to Mass today. He had the ashes on his forehead, and yet it was misunderstood by a British TV, as they call them, presenters. Her name is Kay Burley. On Wednesday, she's with Sky News, and she mistook Joe Biden's the ash on his forehead for some kind of a bruise he might have received at the Olympics.
They were waiting for Joe Biden to introduce the president within the next few moments. The vice president, as you said, what's happened to his head? I'm sure that's what everybody's asking at home.
Yes, I don't know. It's a simple answer.
Okay. Looks like he's
maybe
walked
we'll get
into
a chance
door,
to find out
he?
A little later.
Yeah, I'm sure that's one of the questions that the networks
well,
will
he's
be
been
asking.
He's been up in Vancouver for the Winter Olympics and was the face of the administration there. So whether there was some accident on what little ice there's been up in Vancouver, we don't know. But no doubt as a result of this appearance, we will get an opportunity to ask his spokespeople what the cause of that is.
He's probably been having a go on those tea trays down the luge or something. Certainly looks like quite a bruise, doesn't it? Anyway, never mind.
In any event, Kay admits her mistake after a few minutes.
Okay, I know that I am a very bad Catholic. I know now that it is Ash Wednesday, and I know that those are ashes on his forehead. I hang my head in shame. I'll be back in just a moment.
So there you hear the TV presenter, as they say, Kay Burley, in London. She says she's a bad Catholic. She didn't know what the ashes meant. Joining us from a little bit closer to home, Southern California, tonight, frequent contributor to our program, Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. What did you make of that mistake there by the British presenter on Ash Wednesday? And you, by the way, Bobby, you're not Catholic, are you?
Well, no, I'm not Catholic. Steve and I are not Catholic, but that's really, really not relevant.
No, I understand. I just wanted to get that up front and, you know, and out of the way.
But it really isn't relevant when we're talking about that woman there. Obviously, she. I know more about Ash Wednesday, and I'm not Catholic, if that gives you some idea, Phil, of how badly people want to, on this day of all days, how badly people want to identify with Catholics.
Why do you say that?
Well, it's an interesting thing. I'm a Homeowners Association president. I am the president of a very prestigious homeowners association. We have some 27 homes, a very, very small, limited community, very exclusive. As the president of a very exclusive community, obviously it is a position that I hold with great pride. When I see something happening, especially among celebrities, I want to be able to say that I know what that is, and I want to be a part of that. That tells everyone else in our community that I am connected to those things which are representative of our lifestyle.
Well, what is representative of your lifestyle? Celebrity? You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's not necessarily celebrity. It's simply identifying with people who have a particular kind of religion, for instance. It's interesting that we may not share. I'm not Catholic, but every Ash Wednesday, Steve and I do go to a Catholic church that we're able to identify. Either we can look in something as simple, really, Phil, as a phone book, or if we are traveling, we can ask the hotel concierge, is there a Catholic church? And then we go and we have the ashes on our forehead.
Now, you're not Catholic. Why do you go and get ashes on your forehead?
It's a very good question, and I'm happy to be able to answer this still after all of these months. People don't seem to get it, and it's really pretty simple. When you see on television Joe Biden, or you see Mel Gibson, or you see Geraldo Rivera, or any other Catholic celebrity with the ashes, the cross mark, the X mark on their forehead with the ashes, you naturally wonder, what is that? And you may even ask yourself, why can't I be a part of that, whatever that is, when you find out, oh, that's what Catholics do. So Steve and I decided that we would go to Mass, Catholic Mass, and pretend that we're Catholic.
Now, before you go any further, this pretending that you're Catholic so that you can get ashes on your forehead.
It's really not that nefarious, Phil.
No, it's okay, Mr. Henry, because we like it, too.
Yeah, we really feel...
Now, that is your husband, Steve?
Yeah, I'm Steve. How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
No, Phil, to answer your question, we respect the Catholic faith. We think it's a beautiful faith. We are not practicing Catholics, but we enjoy some of the aspects of it. And one of them, obviously, are the ashes. When Joe Biden has ashes on his forehead, when Mel Gibson has ashes on his forehead, do you understand what I'm saying? People are asking, what is that?
They're curious.
They're curious. That draws attention to Joe Biden or Mel Gibson. How do I get that attention on me so that the people who live here will listen to me and look up to me as the Homeowners Association president? I go to Catholic Mass, and I have the ashes on my forehead.
All right. Well, Ms. Dooley, when you walk through the estate, when you're doing your business with the homeowners there and you have ashes on your forehead, do they ask you, what are those for?
Absolutely.
What do you tell them?
I tell them it is something that Steve and I and Mel Gibson, and I do mention other people so that they don't think that you're unusual, you know, and I say, well, this is something, it's Catholic, myself, Steve, Mel Gibson, the other man that I, Joe Biden, we all do that.
All right, before we get any further, did you have a run-in with a member of your Homeowners Association crew?
Well, Phil, I didn't want to talk about that.
Well, there was a woman by the name of Janice Greeley who said that, you said she stood up in the middle of a Homeowners Association meeting and said, you're not Catholic.
No, she did not.
Well, did she say that you're not Catholic in earshot of other people?
Yes, she did. It was right after our Homeowners Association meeting. It isn't anything that I think is necessary to talk about.
But she did do that, right? Because you made an issue out of that, according to her, and threatened to, I believe, impound or lien her home?
No, Phil, I did not. She said within earshot of our Homeowners Association board, you're not Catholic. I heard the joke that you told about Pope Benedict being a wrestling fan. That's why I said we would place a lien if she did not pay increased amounts for a homeless association fee. I didn't do it because I was embarrassed. I did it because the comment was, I thought, very, very offensive and should not have been repeated.
All right, well, the comment was from Ms. Greeley, you're not Catholic. You made a joke about the Pope being a wrestling fan.
That is correct, yes.
But you're saying it doesn't, you're not worried about her saying, you're not Catholic, you were worried about the joke.
I don't like, Steve and I, on Ash Wednesday, we go and get the ashes. You can look at Jessica Alba, you can look at Mel Gibson, you can look at Joe Biden. They're Catholic. They have the ashes. Other people would like to do that, but they're not Catholic. We do it anyway, because we enjoy it.
And you enjoy walking around with the ash mark on your forehead, and I understand that.
No, Phil, it is because we enjoy walking around with the ash mark on our forehead. We enjoy having people wanting to be like us, because I am. Look, I want to make the ash mark shake in a way.
All right, you want to make the ash mark chic, and so you're wearing this ash mark on your forehead, even though you're not Catholic. Now comes the end of this meeting, and you said, and this lady said that you said Pope Benedict is a wrestling fan.
You know something, Phil?
Did you ever say that? That's all I'm asking.
I might have made a joke, yes.
All right. You're not a Catholic. You have the ash on your forehead, but you're making jokes about Pope Benedict. Do you want people to think you're a Catholic?
Mr. Henry.
No, I'm just asking, do you want people to think you're a Catholic?
Of course I do, because it's important for people to believe that I am involved in something that Mel Gibson or Jessica Alba and the rest of them are.
All right, you want people to believe you're Catholic, so why did you tell a joke about Pope Benedict being a wrestling fan?
You know what? I was sitting around with a bunch of, I don't know who they were, Lutherans or whatever. It was a joke.
There were no Catholics present. And you decided to make this joke about Pope Benedict.
Yes, I did. It has nothing to do.
Attorney, I'm telling my wife.
Sir, I just want to find out. Your wife wants to walk around with the ash on her forehead like she's Catholic, but she's making cracks about Pope Benedict being a wrestling fan. She wants to look like she's in the same religion with Jessica Alba and Mel Gibson, but she's making cracks about nuns and what they keep under their dresses, as she put it. You know,
I said the traditional nun costume has a lot of room under there.
That's all she said.
And then you winked.
Yes, I winked.
Well, I don't know how you could possibly walk around with ashes on your forehead, wanting to be Catholic, or at least being perceived as Catholic, and then make jokes about Pope Benedict and nuns.
Phil, look, I don't think you understand. I'm the president of a homeowners association. I hope you...
What is wrong?
You're not the upset of my wife. She's by the homeowner. You know, it's making her look like jackass.
No, sir, I have not made your wife look bad at all. She goes to Mass every Ash Wednesday to get ashes on her forehead. She's not Catholic, but she thinks it looks cool because Mel Gibson does it and Jessica Alba does it. All right, so we're going to be back with Bobby Dooley. What do you guys think? Is it offensive to Catholics? What's your take on Bobby wearing an ash mark to get attention? She's not Catholic. She just wants to wear it on Ash Wednesday to get attention. Is it offensive to Catholics? And what about this stuff if we're telling these jokes about the Pope being a wrestling fan? Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Oh, my God.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We have on the line with us Bobby Dooley, the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. We're talking about today being Ash Wednesday. Ms. Dooley and her husband are not Catholics. But they have, in recent years, attended Catholic Mass on Ash Wednesday to get the ash cross, the mark of the cross in ash on their forehead, as many Catholics do during this time of the year.
Mr. Henry, I wanted to jump in. Are you Catholic?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so, all right, so you're Catholic, but that doesn't mean you necessarily know more about it than I do. See, the point that I'm trying to make...
Well, I'm not just saying that anything. I'm not saying anything. I'm saying that you and your husband have this cross. You go on Ash Wednesday because you think that being Catholic or looking Catholic helps you somehow in business. Then you in the back, you know, when nobody's around, you're telling jokes about the Pope.
I didn't tell a joke. I said the Pope was a wrestling fan,
which is basically saying that he likes to look at young guys.
Well, Phil, I don't think that's so unusual when you look at what a lot of, if you've heard about it. Phil, we are very, very, we admire Catholics. If you look at the people that are Catholic, Dan Aykroyd, Alan Alda, Nicolas Cage is a Catholic. I'm looking at a list here. I don't know how to pronounce this. Ernest Borgnine.
Ernest Borgnine.
Ernest Borgnine. There's a lot, and as I mentioned, Jessica Alba. You know, if it wasn't for some of the more, I guess, extreme beliefs that Catholics have, they would be a wonderful group of people, I think, to be involved with. And
the extreme beliefs. So you're wearing the ash. I just want to be clear. You're wearing the ash on Ash Wednesday, so you look cool.
I did, Mr. Hendry, I did not use the word cool.
So you look like you're Catholic because, let's see, Nicolas Cage, Ernest Borgnine, and Dan Aykroyd are Catholic.
I think it's interesting. It's Alan Alda supposedly is Catholic. And I never would have pegged him for a Catholic.
Why?
Because of the way he talks. Talk, 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 talk. And Stephen said, did you think he was Jewish?
I thought Alan Alda was Jewish, too.
And Robert Altman, I never thought he would be a Catholic.
Robert Altman, the film director, why?
Altman.
That's a very Jewish name, Mr. Henry, on the thing.
Altman, yeah. So it's fun to find out who's Catholic and who isn't.
Oh, you thought that Robert Altman was Jewish, too?
Yes, Altman. Hoffman. You know, so it's generally...
No, it's not generally. You know, one of the... All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. It is Christina. Christina, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead, please.
Robert
Altman was, yeah.
I think her walking mm-hmm. around with ashes on, just because Mel Gibson mm-hmm. and all these famous people do,
mm-hmm.
it's disrespectful to every mm-hmm. Catholic out there mm-hmm. because you are not
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even Catholic, and I find this highly mm-hmm. offensive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
what, you just want to mm-hmm. be like someone famous mm-hmm. because you know you never will be?
Mm-hmm. I want to help you with this. What is it that bothers you about Steve and I wearing ash?
You're pretending to be something that you're mm-hmm. not. You don't really mm-hmm. believe in. So,
mm-hmm.
you know,
that's
that
good.
Makes no sense why you're doing it. Just because that's you good. Like mm-hmm. Mr. Phil Hendry said to be cool.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't say to be cool. I'm
well,
simply
basically that's
out.
What you're doing. You're a follower.
Mm-hmm.
You follow what
mm-hmm.
famous people do. You
mm-hmm.
know how to be a leader
mm-hmm.
and lead yourself on your own
mm-hmm.
ways.
Mm-hmm.
Do you sound
well,
mm-hmm. it's extremely annoying. What are you, a child?
Excuse me, I'm listening
just
to what you're saying. Are you aware of the fact?
Listen.
Excuse me.
You are just
shut
a follower. You
mm-hmm.
follow what famous
yeah.
people do.
All right, Ms. Dooley, don't do that. That's childish.
No. What gives her the, well, what gives
childish.
Her the right to say
it? Look, all she wants to do is say what she's saying, Bobby, so that we don't hear you going, mm-hmm, because it's very loud, and maybe you could hold the phone away.
Well, I'm simply listening to
no,
her.
No, she doesn't
saying,
want some.
Would you
she
not do
want
that?
To hear what I have to say because she knows I'm
she
right,
told,
that she's doing
she
something
told me
completely
to
wrong.
She told me to shut up.
Well, Ms. Dooley, all I'm asking you, if you want to go, hold the phone away or something, and please listen to the caller.
Does the caller know that Galileo was Catholic? Yeah. See? So there are a lot of very important Catholics.
Yeah, but you're not a Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
So either actually become a Catholic and stop disrespecting true Catholics that believe very strongly in their beliefs that you... I mean, do you even know
all right,
what
we can still hear. I can still hear you, Bobby.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Christina.
I mean, do you know anything about the Catholic faith? I mean,
yes,
you're just
I
doing
do.
It because
yes, I do. The Catholic
then
faith
exactly
is a
tell me what Ash Wednesday is.
Ash Wednesday. See, you're not Catholic either. So where do you? What you don't have any right to ask me.
No, I'd like to know,
because
too. I'm a Catholic. No, wait. It's okay. I'm a Catholic. I'm a Catholic, Bobby, and I want you to tell me. Tell me what is Ash Wednesday.
Well, that's not fair, Mr. Henry. You're Catholic.
Yeah, that's exactly right. What is Ash Wednesday?
Ash Wednesday, okay, is you go to church on Ash Wednesday, and the priest anoints you. It's a word that they use in Catholicism, anoint. He anoints you with ashes.
Now, we know what he does. What does it represent?
This is very... They were burned at the stake. They were burned at the stake.
No, wrong.
No, the Christians were burnt.
No, that is not what Ash Wednesday is. All right, I got to take a break. Christina, thank you very much. Bobby, we'll be back with Bobby Dooley. She's not Catholic, but she wears ashes. The Phil Henry Show, 877-876. Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Henry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. On the line with me, Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. You are not a Catholic, Ms. Dooley. You went and you got ashes on your forehead today, along with your husband, it being Ash Wednesday, which is a holy day among Catholics, because you feel there is some significance, some social cachet, that there is some level of recognition, acceptance, or what have you, when you have these ashes on your forehead based upon the number of Catholic celebrities there are. Might I remind you that Adolf Hitler was born Catholic?
That kind of nonsense.
We don't need anything, Mr. Henry.
Well, might I remind you, though, that to walk around with ashes on your forehead based upon the other people that have ashes on their foreheads, you may run afoul. There may be a few people there that are not the most exemplary.
Mr. Henry, do you know that, where's the...
Oh, right here.
Yeah. One of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, Charles Carroll, was Catholic. Are you aware of the fact that and this is very funny, that the Incredible Hulk was Catholic? Now, in the comic book...
Oh, come on.
No. In the comic book, Dr. David Banner is Catholic.
Yeah, but that's... And he turns into a Hulk and a sin.
He doesn't want to commit a mortal sin. For instance, he gets angry if he's sexually attracted to an underage girl, let's say, because Catholic priests anyway do that. So he gets angry at himself... And he turns into the Hulk. And so he is no longer Catholic.
Yeah, and
we've tried to figure out if it's still a religion. I don't think it is.
What are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Boy, you're kidding, right?
David Banner of the Incredible Hulk was Catholic, so he'd get upset with himself if he was attracted to an underage girl, turned into the Hulk?
Yes, turned into the Hulk.
Yeah, he's not Catholic.
And the Incredible Hulk is not Catholic. So that's cool. So the Incredible Hulk could go out and molest a kid, and it would be okay.
But the Incredible Hulk... Mr. Henry, I'm not trying to cause an argument.
Ms. Dooley, the triviality of your conversation right now is irritating me. That the Incredible Hulk is not Catholic, so it could go out and molest kids.
I never said anything of the sort. I brought up the Incredible Hulk as a way of showing you that Catholics are they're in every aspect of our culture. You have made... every attempt to embarrass me and to make me look like an ass. And I protest it. I have to tell you that.
You've been bringing up Galileo. Did you know he's Catholic? Did you know that Jessica Alba's Catholic? Did you know the Incredible Hulk is Catholic? Did you know that there was a Declaration of Independence signer who was Catholic? Yes, all of these things are well and good. What that has to do with you, I have no idea.
I got ashes on my forehead today.
And yeah, Mr. Ritter, we got ashes. We look like Mel Gibson.
Yeah, and you don't seem to get that.
If you get ashes on your forehead, you look like Mel Gibson. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to another phone call here. Nicole in Agoura Hills, California. Nicole, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Bobby.
Yes,
hi, Bobby. How are you doing? Yeah, this is Nicole.
I'm fine.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm just listening. I respect your freedom of speech and mm-hmm. everyone else's
mm-hmm.
freedom
Thank
of
you.
Speech.
Thank you very much.
Like you seem like you mm-hmm. have a lot of curiosity that maybe your mm-hmm. curiosity mm-hmm. is not hasn't been mm-hmm. quenched yet. And I want to ask you something.
It hasn't been quenched.
I don't want you to take
I've
this the
so
wrong
much,
way.
I'm so curious about life, and I want to know everything.
Yeah,
and
I understand
Steve and I
that.
Both.
But I want to ask you something.
We don't want to make enemies out of anyone.
All right, the young lady wants to ask you something, Bobby.
I'm just simply saying I don't want to make enemies out of anyone, Mr. Henry.
No, I don't think you're trying to make enemies.
No,
I'm not.
Yeah, all right.
I don't think
mm-hmm.
you're trying to make enemies. I think you're trying to
mm-hmm.
make friends.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
maybe you're,
yes.
you know, the direction
yes.
that you're taking might
yes.
be a little off course
yes.
in order to
Absolutely.
Get friends.
Absolutely.
And
yes. Absolutely.
I want to ask you something. And I'm going to
mm-hmm.
take a risk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a risk here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
okay.
not. I'm not asking this to offend you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering, do you have any OCD problems? Or, I mean, OCD... Or you do have OCD.
No, I'm listening to you. I don't know what that is.
Obsessive compulsive disorder.
Oh, I should say no. No, of course not. No.
Okay. Because I wasn't sure.
I'm not even sure I know what that is.
Well, obsessive compulsive disorder, Nicole. Tell her what it is.
It's when you focus on something and you keep repeating yourself over and over and over again sometime, and you get a compulsion to do something, and you're not even sure why you're doing it. Like I keep hearing you go
Well, the other lady said something about that. I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds like an OCD. Behavior thing that you're doing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just trying to understand.
Well, can I ask you, are you a doc? Are you a doctor?
No, but I'm trying to understand as a person, as a caregiver, that I've worked and I've taken care of people that have the disorder. That you know, a lot of people don't even know they have a disorder because he's asked you to be respectful. But he's asked you to be respectful and stop doing it. And because you refuse to stop doing it, you must have a compulsion.
No, I don't know what you mean.
Keep doing it.
Okay, then we got a phone.
You won't let anybody get a word in.
No, I'm listening to what you're saying.
But you're cutting off everything you're saying.
You're drowning out everything I'm saying with your uh-huh. Yeah, Bobby, when you go are you aware that you're doing that?
Of course I am.
All right. When people tell you it's cutting them off, what do you say to that?
I say to them that I'm listening to them. If you don't see someone face to face, how do you know they're listening to you? If you're on the phone, you go, If you're not on the phone, if you're staring at them, well, see now you're pissing me off. See, now you want to throw down.
Whoa. Wait a minute.
I'm just showing you what it sounds like.
Now you want to skin the smoke wagon.
See, now you want to skin that smoke wagon. You said you wanted to be my friend.
I want to be anybody's friend.
Well, now you know.
No, I was being polite to you.
No, she's not. She's being polite. Do you realize this young woman's been on the phone now for 2 minutes, and she hasn't had a chance to say anything because she's talking about your OCD compulsion?
Phil, I'm not going to be analyzed or diagnosed by a young lady that changed out bedpans one summer at a sanitarium.
At a what?
My idea, at a sanitarium.
I've never been in my life, and I've never changed diapers, only on a baby.
I did not say diapers. I said changed out bedpans.
No, I've never done that either.
There, on TV, right there.
I've never done bedpans. I'm a teacher.
Yeah,
I've never done bedpans.
Joe Biden.
I'm a teacher. I'm a teacher.
It has the ash. See the ash?
Yeah, I see this ash on Joe Biden, Phil. Do you see it?
I don't see it right now. I'm listening to my caller. Thank you very much. Anything else, Nicole, that you wanted to bring up? We have to move on.
Yes, when I was a little girl.
Yeah, right there. There's Joe Biden right there with the ash.
All right, put her on hold because I can't stand it any longer. Go ahead. Go ahead, Nicole.
She's obsessed with celebrities. Everything is a celebrity to her. She can't seem to think outside the box of celebrities. Everything always goes right back to a celebrity.
What was that?
I broke off a hold. I couldn't take it. No, I just enjoy. Have you ever read the? See you. And look at this. Sam Blowback. Sam Blowback.
Mm-hmm. Who's Sam Blowback?
Mm-hmm. Oh, look, she's being rude to you, too, Phil.
All right, Nicole, thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. Who is Sam Blowback?
Oh, my God. He ran for the United States president, for the president of the United States.
Yeah, you don't know about Sam Blowback.
You talking about Sam Brownback?
It says here Sam B-R-O. Oh, you're right, Phil. I thought it was Blowback. I don't know how I made that mistake, but... From where I, and look at this, Angelo Buono and Kenneth Bianchi.
Yeah, two serial murderers.
I beg your pardon?
Two serial murderers. You happy? Are you very proud of that?
I don't know what you're talking about. I think it's really wrong for you to keep trying to turn this negative.
You just mentioned Angelo Buono and Kenneth Bianchi, two serial murderers who are also Catholic.
I think it's very, very crude what you're doing.
No, Bobby, you know, you brought their name up. I didn't. 877-876-PHIL. Here's Andy. Andy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead, please, sir.
How you doing, Phil? I like the show.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you.
Basically, I was had a question here. Like, I don't understand why she wants to be so much like these celebrities. Why is it so important that you have to act like, like you have to go to Ash Wednesday and try to act like a celebrity? I mean, I'm an individual person. I'm not a Catholic. And I actually lose respect for you when you basically make a mockery of it because you're doing it, you don't really believe in it.
No, I don't think we're making a mockery. We're trying to show how, frankly, how good it looks to be Catholic. If you
but it's not, Catholic is not about what it looks like. I mean, like
cool.
I personally don't believe it, but it's about what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people in this country have a right to believe what they want. It's not about how the people, real Catholics don't care for what they look like. They don't. It doesn't matter if they're celebrities or if they don't make a very minimal amount of money. It cares about what they believe in because it's the religion side of it. And you're trying to say, oh, it looks good to be a Catholic. I don't think Catholics look at it and go, oh, Mel Gibson's a Catholic. I guess it's cool to be a Catholic. It doesn't make any sense. You're just doing it because you want to look bigger and better than you really are, in my opinion. That's what it looks like. That's what it seems like to me.
Oh, look at this. I'm sorry, but I just got Jack Nicholson's Catholic. You know that?
I didn't know that, no.
Will you listen to what the caller is saying, please, and forget about whether Jack Nicholson's Catholic?
He was just saying
something about how faith and religion, and forget about the trappings of it, those are the most important elements.
Phil, I agree with the young man, although I do personally think Catholics have very strange beliefs. That's the part that I don't get about being a Catholic. But what I do
if you don't believe it. I mean, if you get the ash, I have a problem with that.
If you have ash on your forehead,
he knows what the beliefs would be then, and he believes he doesn't sit there and go,
put,
I'm Phil Henry, I'm on the radio, so I'm going to be Catholic because it makes me look better.
He believes it.
It's a completely different thing. You're doing it because you want to look better because you're the high prestigious homeowners association. It makes you look better. I don't look at you and look at you and think you're any better for it. I think you're worse for pretending to be something that you're not.
No. Phil Henry is a Catholic, but who's walking around with ash on their forehead today? I am. So who
well, that's
is
great, but
acceptable
Phil's doing it because he believes it.
Phil.
He's not doing it
because... Wait. I got it. Bobby, you think you look cooler than me today because you have the ash and I don't.
I don't believe that at all. I think Phil's better here only because he actually believes it. He's not doing it to look better. He's doing it because that's what he believes in.
No,
you're doing it because you want to look
like
Mel Gibson and you want to look like the celebrities because they're cool and people emulate them. I don't emulate you, and I don't really think that a lot of people do at all emulate you because this is basically a very childish way of doing something. It's like, oh, look, he has a certain kind of backpack, so I'm going to go buy it so I look cooler. That's basically what you're doing.
I'll give you that. But today, on Ash Wednesday, who looks like Napoleon and who doesn't? My husband Steve or Phil? My husband Steve looks like Napoleon.
What kind of point is that? Why is this important?
What does that mean?
What you look like?
I don't understand
the reference here.
No, it's not. The reference is I'm referring to one of the greatest military leaders in history. My husband looks more like him than Phil Henry does today.
Why is that important?
Napoleon
I don't understand
Catholic.
The point here.
Napoleon
yes, okay,
was
he's
Catholic.
Catholic. Why do you keep saying all these people
all right.
are Catholic? It doesn't matter. What matters is
it's not about
all these other people, and you want to be like them. You're talking about your husband
looking
like
look
Napoleon.
Like it,
who cares what he looks like? Why don't you just believe in what you believe in and don't try to be something
that you're
not?
Bobby, you keep talking about cachet. You keep talking about a certain social cachet that you get from looking like you're Catholic. Now, I can go out into the world right now and tell the whole world I'm Catholic, come out of Mass, all that crap, and it ain't doing me any good. So,
because you don't notice it, Phil, on today of all days, where Catholics the world over are celebrating Ash Wednesday by putting ash on their forehead, my husband Steve is not Catholic, and yet people will closely identify him with Leo McCarey or with Alfred Hitchcock. And
so this is all about you being identified as something better than you really are. I mean, that's what it is.
Your husband is going to be identified with Alfred Hitchcock, and I won't.
All right, if you don't ever... Pablo Picasso.
Why do you keep bringing up these people? You and your husband want to be look like celebrities and be look like people so people look at you and go, oh, my God, look at them. They're so great because they have ash on their forehead. I don't look at that at all, and I don't think anyone would because you're manipulating a belief system.
Andy,
that's basically what you're doing.
If I didn't care about what I looked like, I'd pretend to be a Jew. But I do care about what I look like.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't understand why.
Good
like, seriously, why do you just keep insulting the, like, you're insulting something now that you don't believe in?
You know, and your husband, like, Steve, is walking.
My husband's, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that about a Jew. What I meant to say was, look, my husband, Steve, is the one that people are going to say, look at that man, he's Catholic, just like Kathy Moriarty.
No, I don't know of anyone that's going to say that.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone, because I've never walked up to somebody with ash in their head and tried to relate them to a celebrity. If they, I don't ask them whether they believe or not, but I expect that if a person goes through this, you believe in what you're saying. I'm not going to sit there and preach like, oh, I'm a Catholic and preach it. Mm-hmm. If I don't believe it, I'm not going to go do something and try to make myself look better.
But you know you do it subconsciously. And
wait a minute. You're telling me that people will walk up to they'll see a guy with ash on his head, and they'll say, wow, that guy looks just like Kathy Moriarty?
First, I've never done that.
I don't identify regular people to celebrities based on what they believe or anything. If one person happens to look like one, I'll go, hey, he kind of resembles what a celebrity looks like. I'm not going to look at him and go, well,
why would you lie about that? Why would you lie about that?
What am I lying about?
You're telling me that you've never looked at someone with ash and said Josh Hartnett is also Catholic?
No, I haven't. I've never even, I don't know who all the celebrities are Catholics, and
we don't know who's Catholic.
Relate them.
Well, I can tell you, and a friend of mine said, you know, I just read where Patty Duke is Catholic, and I see that you have ash, and you and Patty Duke, you know, I'm jealous.
I don't understand
how they were jealous.
Clearly, your friends and you are the only ones that believe this, because I've never done this in my entire life.
Your friend said to you that she was jealous because Patty Duke's Catholic, and you've got ash on your head.
Yes, she did.
Well, clearly, you need to pick new conversation pieces and try to find a new way to make friends, because this is not, in any way, this is very disrespectful to those people that do believe it. Like I said, I don't believe it, and I would never do that just out of my respect for those people and not to crash their beliefs. I might have a debate with them about it, but I'm not going to sit there and go, well, you're completely wrong, and you know, I'm going to put ash on my head because I want to look cool.
If they see ash on your forehead, they may say, oh, look, there's Bobby with ash on his forehead, just like Hitler.
How dare you?
Well, you know, you're bringing it up. All right, thank you very much, sir, for your call. I appreciate it, Andy. You got to take a break. 877-876-PHIL. Back with more of your calls and Bobby Dooley on a world-famous Phil Henry Show.
How dare you? How dare you?
Phil Henry.
How dare you?
Wipe it off then, okay?
Ms. Dooley, you don't have to be a child about it, all right?
No, I've heard from enough of your callers. I will go into the bathroom right now and wash the ash off of my face, which is blasphemy and a mortal sin.
I think it's probably a sin for you to present yourself as something that you're not. 877...
Mr. Henry, please don't act like you're a priest and you can dispense forgiveness.
No, I'm just saying, I said I think. 877-876-PHIL. Here is, and welcome back to our show, by the way. Phil Henry here with Bobby Dooley. Jenny, in Las Vegas. Hi. Jenny, go ahead. Hi, how you doing?
Hi. I just wondered, did you ever get her to give it a definition of why is she still talking? What is she saying?
No, I'm listening to a deposition.
Okay, don't keep saying
Can I ask you something because you sound precious? Were you a showgirl?
Were you ever able to give a definition of what the ashes meant?
What did she say?
Bobby, the question is still there. Do you know what Ash Wednesday means?
I told you.
You said Christians being burned at the stake.
No,
do you know what it means
that
to have
yes, you did.
Ashes
you
on your forehead?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what it means to have those ashes on your forehead.
What does it mean?
No, we're asking you. If you go into a church, even though you're not a Catholic, and you get the ashes on your forehead, what does it mean?
I told you, Mr. Hint, I know it doesn't mean being burned at the stake. That's part
of it. Let me tell you what it means.
Are you Catholic?
I am Catholic, yes. I went to 12 years of Catholic school, okay? I grew up a Catholic.
Some people go.
When you have ashes,
they go to college too.
Ashes, do you want to listen a minute?
I have a friend that went
something?
To Notre Dame.
Would you like to learn something?
Did you go to Notre Dame?
The lady is trying to say.
Did you go to Notre Dame?
Ms. Dooley.
Well, she didn't go to Notre Dame.
Not all Catholics go to Notre Dame.
What about Holy Cross? In other words, what I'm saying are
I went to a Catholic
university.
School, okay.
Catholic
but the thing
university.
Is, if you are not a Catholic and you don't understand what the ashes mean,
right.
then you're a hypocrite.
I want to know.
Because you're wearing ashes
I
on your forehead.
Know if you were a showgirl.
Well, you forget
you're
about whether she was a showgirl.
You're wearing ashes on your forehead, and you think
yeah.
it's making you a celebrity, when in fact it's reminding
it
you that you are only dust. That's all it is.
I'm,
the
no,
ashes on
ash.
Your forehead only
it's
tell
ash.
You that you are
right.
dust. Okay.
From
you
dust.
Were made
from ash
dust,
we came.
And you yes, will return to
it
dust.
Ash.
It has
that
nothing to
sense.
Do with celebrity.
It doesn't make any sense because if we're dust, they'd put dirt on our head, wouldn't they? So you have...
No,
you
Bobby, that's exactly what it means.
And you will return to ashes.
No, I was made from dirt. That's what you said.
Well,
didn't
ashes
you?
Are dirt.
Didn't
when you do when they...
Ashes are dirt? No, ashes are carbon.
Henry.